Yeah.
Well, let's talk about something fun then.
Let's do that.
Well, first let's talk.
Let's do it.
David Hunt. Good to meet you, sir.
Nice to be here.
Tell us what you guys have going on with Hunt Auctions before we dig into this thing.
Yeah, it's a great annual event that we do with NFL Auction Charities, and this year we've got Gale Sayers involved, and obviously great Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett to benefit each of their charities. We'll let Tony talk about that, but we've got lots of different great stuff. Go to huntauctions.com. Lots of cool pieces that will benefit some good causes.
Tony, with this game, obviously, you played with the Broncos your last year in the league. You hold any emotional ties to the Broncos, or was that just a stop on the path?
Just a stop on the path. And I don't want to make it sound like that, because they gave me an opportunity to continue my career and to do what I wanted to do, you know, to move over the 10,000-yard rushing mark and whatever. But it was short-lived, and it was at the end of the road, you know, but I got the chance to meet some nice guys and got some friends that are still friends of mine today, you know, for that short stay that I had up there. So, but, you know, I had the unfortunate part of it was the fact that, you know, that second year I was there, I tore my knee up in training camp, and that was the beginning of the end. Obviously, it was the end. And, you know, they went to the Super Bowl that year, and I was wishing. I got a ring from that, but I don't feel, you know.
You don't feel like you were a champion on that team.
I don't feel like I was a champion on that team. But, you know, I was there with my good spirit and heart and cheering them on and all that stuff. But, you know, you want to be out there in the mix, you know, to feel like you've been a part of it.
How much are you keeping up with these Cowboys these days?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. You know, I mean.
Well, this season was obviously disappointing. I mean, what do you think they have to fix in order to get back to what they have expectations of being?
I just like to see these guys stay healthy and get healthy and stay healthy. You know, they you know, when they lost, you know, DeMarco Murray's gone. But you know, the thing about it is this: you know, they got a big bad offensive line, man. It's almost like the time in the era when Emmitt Smith is playing. They got some guys that can move people out of the way. They keep Tony Romo standing upright. You know, and they got Dez Bryant. He stays healthy. I mean, they got some weapons, man, that they can, you know. And Jason Witten. I mean, I've got to say, Jason. I don't know how Jason's still getting open. You know,
still.
So, but you know, they can keep these guys healthy. They got a good chance. You know, I really do like these guys. Jason Garrett is doing a pretty good job with those guys out there. So, you know, if they can keep moving in the right direction, stay healthy, then they can be in the mix.
All right, that's Tony Dorsett, and check out huntauctions.com. And, Tony, we appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to stop by, guys. But don't forget, people, go by us, huntauctions.com.
There you go.
Nice.
That's Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. And David Hunt, appreciate you taking some time, too. Yes, sir.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. And I'm not scheduled to have a guest, but we may grab one anyway because it appears to be that's what we're going to do.
That's how it works, man.
Yeah. All right. People still love him.
Of course.
You can hear it. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere, and we'll start working in some social media next segment. I actually think I can get to it now. It is Fred Fowler. It is A.J. Hoffman here from Radio Row, San Francisco. We'll be right back. I won't hear another word.